Continuing in our conversation about the Santa Fe River, I would like now to welcome Diane Karp. She's Executive Director of the Santa Fe Art Institute, artist and activist Bobby Besold, and cinematographer Doug Crawford. Welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So this is all about, we've been talking about the Santa Fe River and the delightful necessity of its restoration, the pretty bad shape that it's in right now. So you have organized this action called Flash Flood. It's a community art action happening on the 20th of November in connection with actions all around planet Earth that are being partially organized by the organization 350.org, which is Bill McKibben's brainchild.
Absolutely. And this isn't the first time the Santa Fe Art Institute has gotten its feet wet, so to speak, in terms of issues of water and the river. Back in 2002 and 2003 and into 2004, we brought Helen and Newton Harrison, two brilliant environmental artists, who spent 2.5 years working with the community to figure out alternative strategies for the Santa Fe River. And they created a wonderful exhibition called The Santa Fe River, Lessons from the Genius of Place. And in fact, oftentimes when you talk to Mayor Koss, he gives credit to that exhibition and catalog for his transformation in beginning to rethink how the Santa Fe River might be. And so one of the things that art does is it has this phenomenal ability to touch both the heart and the mind simultaneously and convey issues and ideas in a way that no white paper or graph or lecture could ever accomplish. The other thing that the arts do is they're porous, and they allow, especially when you do community projects like this, they allow everybody in to play. So it's not a division between those scientists and those politicians and those artists and those community activists. We're all playing together, and art allows just that to happen.
Well, especially when you've got the mayor coming to your opening.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it wasn't just the mayor. If you walk through that exhibition that the Harrisons did, the Lessons from the Genius of Place, you had people up against the wall with the maps and the photographs and the drawings, literally with their hands on the maps, plotting where they live, how they get there. We had stories of what the river was like when the older members of the Hispanic community were children, and what it was like when the Native community was younger. And what we realized then, as we realize now, the Santa Fe River is the reason that all of these cultures stopped here. We are in a magical place within the structures of the North American continent, where the Chihuahuan Desert comes north all the way to La Bajada, and the plains come down almost all the way to Santa Fe, and the Rockies start with the uplift of the Colorado Plateau and the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. This is a magical place that has drawn people from all kinds of cultures for centuries, and water is at the heart of that attraction.
So let's talk about the nature of the action, the community art action that's happening on the 20th of November.
Well, what happened was we got a call from Bill McKibben and 350.org, and what they called for was a list of important artists who would be able to take on a major project. And the reason it needed to be a major project was the scale of it had to be large enough that it could be seen from satellite. And that was what was driving the initial planning. And the idea was that they were going to pick 20 sites around the world with 20 famous artists, and each of these sites would enact some art action, and then those sites would be recorded by satellite and broadcast around the world, as François-Marie said, as part of the Cancun Climate Change Conference. And they knew right away that this would be a very important way to touch people, to have them understand what it means to have issues of climate change that are growing around us. Well, I tend to be a little more community-oriented and a little less about celebrity most of the time. So I called together a group of about 20 artists and activists and thinkers here in Santa Fe, and I said, okay, guys, what do you think? do you think this is worthwhile? And everybody agreed that it was indeed worthwhile, but only if it would have legs. Not that it would be about one artist, but what we realized in our conversations was that it had to be about the Santa Fe community. It had to be about something that would alter the way in which we as a community understand and engage with issues of climate change. And we started with issues of how do we make the aquifer visible? How do we deal with issues of drought? And suddenly, one or two of the artists got this glint in their eye, and we talked about what we could do with the Santa Fe River. And that was Bobby Bessolt's idea. And the more we talked together, the more we realized that we had critical mass. We had a lot of smart, creative people. We had partners in the sciences and in the areas of activism at the city, at the council. And we knew that what we could do is create a community action that would really transform the way in which we think about the Santa Fe River.
So what's it going to look like?
One important element about our community is that the original name for Santa Fe was Poge, which is Tewa for water place. So a lot of the work that I have been doing in the last couple of years has been around wondering why we are called Water Place. Where was all the water? It's not just the Santa Fe River. Where does the water come from? So, and that concept fed into the meeting with at the Art Institute with Diane about this project. And how do we convey to everyone the importance of water in our community? How do we create something that will draw in the entire community? And I'm very fond of using really cheap materials that's available to everybody that, maybe it could be recycled or something that, you know, is not. Anyway, so we're using cardboard. And my first drawing for this were these things that I called flow hats, and they're just made out of cardboard cut into the shape of a water shape, and with people wearing them on their heads, they'd be painted with blue water. And there'd be lots and lots and lots of these people in the dry riverbed on November 20th holding these. It since has morphed into a lot easier project, which is squares of cardboard. One of the other artists involved is Ryan Rice from IAI. And where's
Patrick? Patrick McFarlane.
And Patrick. But Ryan suggested that we flip the pieces of cardboard.
That was Patrick.
Oh, that was
McFarlane.
Great.
So you go from having a visual that is brown to a visual that's blue.
Exactly.
Going miles at a time down the river like a wave.
Uh-huh. Like a wave.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah.
And the quiet Doug Crawford is going to, what do you call it, shoot moving footage of it from space?
Well, not from space.
Sending
that'll be
him
the
to the satellite.
The satellite will be traveling over and taking a still picture, or two still pictures, one brown and one with the river flowing. And I'll be working with other filmmakers to basically film the event as it happens, events leading up to the event, and making that film available for whatever purposes to be sent along to the Cancun conference. So we'll be documenting the film most likely not from space but from a helicopter or a hot air balloon. And we'll
really?
Be able to see the 2,000 or 3,000 people in the river. And since the satellite part of the 350.org event is actually just a photograph, we'll be doing a video so that we'll be able to see the whole thing.
Now, between now and then, presumably you're going to gather thousands of people. Who are you getting? Kids? Everybody?
Well, actually, that's the beauty of it. Using the networks of New Mexico and of Santa Fe in particular, we have the Interfaith Power and Light Group. We have Interfaith Power and Light. We have New Mexico churches. We have Santa Fe churches. We have schools. We have children's organizations. We have the public schools in Santa Fe and in Albuquerque. We have some private schools. And one of the things that's really critical about this is that we need to have 3,000 people in the dry riverbed. And in order to accomplish that, we need to count on every person who's here the weekend of November 20th to come to the riverbed with a large piece of cardboard that they're going to recycle by painting it blue on one side, and to participate. We're participating with Earth Care and Youth Works. We're participating with every organization that we could think of that would represent a different aspect and component of our rich community. And so for us, this is really a sort of community day to celebrate the river, to celebrate art, and to demonstrate that they are just essentially interconnected. Now, we're going to be having workshops every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 4:30 to 6:30 at
starting
the Santa Fe
now?
Art Institute, starting last week.
Starting last week.
And you can come and create your piece of art or create lots of pieces of art for people who might not have the time to make art but want to participate. We'll have lots and lots of cardboard. The cardboard is going to be recycled by the Santa Fe Sanitation Department. They're going to have their truck there to pick up the pieces of cardboard after the event. We have the Santa Fe Trails that are partnering with us so that we'll be able to have people park in parking lots away from the river, and they've agreed to shuttle all these people from the parking lots regularly to San Ysidro Crossing, which is where the event will take place in the dry riverbed. And each of these pieces of our community, businesses, Coronado Paints is donating 50 gallons of blue paint, and we have the donation from Lemereau of a crane, so that we'll be able to put a photographer up on the top of the crane and get yet another perspective. We're asking everybody who comes to bring their cell phones or their cameras, and we're going to create this very complex layering of what the event looked like and felt like from the people's point of view down in the riverbed. So almost every way of engaging is wide open. And if someone has a great idea, we want to hear it. And if they want to come and play, we want them to join us. We want to demonstrate to the world at large that Santa Fe is a place where environment matters, where social justice matters, where we are the creative problem solvers. And we're demonstrating our way of drawing attention to and raising awareness of scarcity of water, of climate change, and our responsibility as stewards for this beautiful river, which is the reason we're all here to begin with.
I think something that the Santa Fe Art Institute has done very well is bring attention to the reality that artists are very good community members, problem solvers. They work well with scientists. They are kind of de facto scientists a lot of the time. They work beautifully in committees and in groups. And a lot of the stereotypes about solitary or wacky artists are completely busted by the work that you all are actually bringing to the community.
Well, you know, our mission is the role of the arts and the artists in terms of building community around social justice, cultural freedom, and environmental responsibility. And this is the kind of project that just makes me happy because it allows all of these brilliant and talented people in Santa Fe to contribute their best to make this project glow in the dark.
We will talk more about it, but if people want more information, they can go to the Santa Fe Art Institute website, which is sfai.org. They can call 505-424-5050. Diane Karp is Executive Director of the Santa Fe Art Institute. Bobby Bessold is an artist and activist. Doug Crawford is a cinematographer. All of them are involved in Flash Flood for a Living River, a community art action that's happening on the 20th of November. The reason we're talking about it so much before the event, well, it's not that much before, but several weeks from now, is in case people would like to get involved and start coming to these workshops, they can do so. And we will be talking about it again for those who want to work, maybe hold those cardboards and so on, a little closer to the event. Thank you all so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
We're going to take a little break right now. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned to KSFR.